necessary to consider that.
We can make our sheer sukkah.
No, I do not ask.
So Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Lamed Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, what's the source for mitzvah ba'avira? Shene'emar ve'vesim gozel ve'sapiseach. Ve'sachoyle. Gozel dum yud piseach. Ma piseach zamum les be takansa. Af gozel les le takansa. Just like Sam, be in. Don't look at the side, in. Now the lights of why you are inside. There is a marshal. There's a marshal on this Gemara. It's on Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodar on the Marshal. Everybody say flip to it for a second.
Marshal,
the Chochma Shlomo. Rav Shlomo Luria. In the back of the Gemara by the Marsha. Underneath the Marsha. It's the line underneath the Marsha. Page Chof Aleph in the Oiz V'Hodar. So are you going to be there tonight? Judah Max? Anyone going to be there?
Where?
Judah Max?
I don't know.
You were?
Yeah.
You're not going. You want to do the recording again? Okay, weiter. So Gemara says, V'avrichu atzma min ha-gozel.
Is this Lamed
Aleph? Lamed Amid Aleph. The Gemara about Mitzvah Bavir. Oh, sorry. Yeah, not that. Not the Gemara that we had in the Marmon Clemens. If you look back, let's read a little bit of Vayit in the Gemara. Hold on to the Marsha with one hand.
Wait, what should
I didn't start it yet, but it's the first Marshal in the Chachma Shlomo, in the Chidushim. You see it? It's Dira Maskel V'Yavrichu Atzma Min HaGozel. The Marshal, and the Marshal, not the Marsha. You with me, Jojo? Here, let me show you. It's the first Marshal in the third parak.
Is it Chachma Shlomo? Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
wait.
Okay, good. Let's just go a little bit weiter in the Gemara, Rabbi Yisai. Shne'emar ve'evesem gozel v'asipizeach. Esachol gozel. Gozel dumi de pizeach. Ma pizeach les leitakansa. We did this Gemara. Just like a mum of a pizeach, a limping carbon, what? Les beitakansa. Af gozel les leitakansa. So to gozel, it doesn't have a takana. Good. Loishna lefnedesh, lochon lachnedesh. Doesn't matter whether you had yesh or not. The Bailam gave up hope. Okay, before Yesh, we understand it's not yours. You can't be makar of a carbon, that's not yours. El acher Yesh, hakan ye be Yesh. But after Yesh, weren't you kind of Yesh, so why is it a problem? El alav, mishum de mitzvah ba'avira. Must be that there's an additional problem of what? Mitzvah ba'avira. Everyone with me? Good. Zok the Gemara weiter. Om Rabbi Yochai Mishem, Rabbi Yochai Mishem. May dichsiv ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat soyne gezel. Bo'oyla. I hate gezel. In an oila, right? What's the right? The pasuk. Where is this pasuk, Rabbi Yisai? Yeshaya. Ki ani Hashem oyev mishpat. I love mishpat. I love people who do things. The parshas Shmuz, parshas mishpatim. Soine gezel ba oila, and I hate gezel with an oila, Rabbi Yisai. If you look at the Rabbi Yashiv's Ha'aris on this Gemara, he asks, "What did the mushal add? What did the mushal add? You already have the pasuk. Gezel dami de pisei. What did the mushal add? Mushal amad over daima." Moshe Lamelech Basar Adam Shaya Oivra al Beis HaMechas. He was passing by the Beis HaMechas, the tax collectors. Amar La'avodav, Tnu Mechas L'moichsim. Give the Mechas to the people who are collecting the tax. Amar Lovala, Kol HaMechas Kula Shulcha. All the tax goes to you anyways, Melech. Why are you wasting your time giving the tax? Hu Amar Lem, Mimene Yimdu, Kol of your Dachm, Lo Yavrichu Atzma Men HaMechas. Af Kodesh Baruch Omer, Ani Hashem Soine Gezo Ba'oila, Mimene Yimdu Lubiva Yavrichu Atzma Men HaGezo. Zok the Gemara that the pasuk is telling you what soine begezel ba'oila the chiddush is says Rabbi Yashiv something very sharp. People think I'm mitzvah b'avira. Yeah, if I'm accomplishing now something that I wouldn't have been able to accomplish without the avira, so then what? That's a mitzvah b'avira. But what if it's just an avira? But anyway, it's going to be my money anyways. I mean like the melech? It's his money anyways, so then maybe I could do a temporary avira. Zok the chiddush of the Gemara, no, that you did the mitzvah al yidein avira. That's what Rayash says in this Gemara. The money is, the oil is really HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anyways. It's his money. And still HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I don't want you to offer it to me if it comes from something shmeknish, from something that shmecks bad. Something that has a psul, has an avera, al yidei that. So the Marshal is going on that last line. Mimeni yilmedu, from me the rest of the oilim will learn. Bni v'yavrichu atzmon, what's the next word everybody say in the Gemara? V'yavrichu atzmon min ha geza. So if you look at the aleph there, there's an aleph in the agos v'tziyunim, right? You have it, Jojo?
I got a gimel.
A gimel. So what do you have? What's your gimel say? My aleph says, let's see if it says the same thing. It says something from the Rashal, right?
Yeah, Rashal.
What you just changed?
It says Hagazul.
Hagazul. Instead of what?
Gezel.
Who's the Marshal? The Chochma Shlomo. So the Hagos Tzionim is being Mitzayin. Yavrichu Atzma min Hagazul, what Jojo just corrected it. Nira li de Garcina and Dafka Hagazul below Gezel. What did he say?
I didn't correct it.
Tahocha Kamer Shiavrichu Atzma min Hagazul. Far biyodim the koinelam dumi de oil la kadosh baruch hu afshek far koinelay v'ushalom. What is the difference between gazul and gezel? Why is the Rashi tell you that?
It's current or past.
Zok the Gemara, Zok the Gemara in Sukkah. Rabbi Sait, Taisus frekta kasha. That's kasha number one. Kasha number one. Marshal changes from an agezel to gazul. Let's figure out why. Kasha number two. Toisus has a kasha and daf lamed of an aleph. Why do you need the reason of an asherah tree to tell me what? That you can't use a lulav of an asherah, of an avodah zarah tree called the asherah. Tepeklei, frektoisus, what's kasha? Gotta know it's balpeh already. Tepeklei, mitzvah of avera, frektoisus a kasha. What's Toisus' answer?
No, there's a question.
Oh, so Mendi, excellent. You need al yedei avera ba mitzvah. Good. Frekta shara melech. Mori. Frekta shara melech. I have a gemara against Tosfos. I have a gemara against Tosfos. What's the gemara against Tosfos? Turn to the gemara on lamed lamed beis amid beis. No, it's not Lama Bez. Sorry, Lama Gimel Lama Bez, everybody say. Everyone with me? Second cash. This is a kasha that, what's his name? Fuchs. What's Fuchs' first name in Rabbi Konigsberg's here?
Elliot
Fuchs? Yeah. That's Corey and Zach's brother, right? Shmacka guy. He came over to me in the basement and he asked me this kasha. Huh? Not Weichner. There's two Janos?
Crazy.
Wow.
No, he's much older.
No, from Teaneck. Zach and Corey's brother.
Elliot.
Yeah, no. Elliot.
No, I don't.
Elliot. So Elliot asked me this kasha.
He's gay.
Make sure she doesn't
get sick.
Yeah, make sure she doesn't listen to this year.
Why would you never know? You never know.
Oh my gosh.
Hever, I have a lot to cover. Not during Mitzvah Bava here. Not during Mitzvah Bava. It's a steer. Frecht Elliot Akasha. How could Tosis say that Al Yedeha Avera Ba Mitzvah is a Mitzvah Bava Avera? See, Elliot goes to Night Seder. And Elliot obviously saw future Gemaras in Night Seder, which I came around everybody's site before the storm, and I was not so impressed, except for Shiner and so forth. But then I heard that Jojo and Mendy were in the other base. Everybody's site. You gotta be Mechazik Night Seder. No joke. There's no way you're going to come out with a kinyan on Sukkah if you just put a few hours in the morning. We have to be mechazik night today. It's not even like a musr. It's pashut. It's pashut. It's really pashut. Talk more about this next week. before Pesach. But I want to see you guys in the Beis Medrash. I don't want you to be... I want to see you guys in the Beis Medrash. So the Gemara says, what happens if you have berries on your hadas? You have berries on your hadas. So the hadas is puzzle, right?
Depends on the color.
So the Gemara says, it depends on the color, good. But the Gemara says the blackberries is puzzle. So the Gemara says, what happens if it's yontif? What happens if it's yontif? So the Gemara says, it's kosher. Avir v'likta. The guy did an avera. Even if he did it in aldas to fix his hadas, which is asur to do on yontif, if I plucked it off and now the hadas doesn't have it anymore, what's the din, Rabbi Isai? What's the din? What's the din? What? But even if I plucked it off on yontif and I was over in isur, what's the din? It's kosher. You have a kash on that shiner? What does Elliot Flukes ask?
No, that's a different case, no?
Of course it's a different case. That's why it's a kasha.
It's a psikresha.
So what? Since when is psikresha not an Issa D'Oraisa? It might not be an Issa D'Oraisa, but you guys don't know enough why it's not an Issa D'Oraisa. We have to get to Kaitzman to learn this Gemara like a mensch and understand why this Gemara might be an afkamino, whether or not if I take my matzahs out of my box of matzahs on Pesach, why I am or may not be over the Issa Barer on Yontif. For Shabbos. Whoa, taking matzahs out. Yeah, we got a lot to learn. We got a lot to learn, Rabbi Isai. I'm not asking that kasha. I was just whetting your appetite. Rabbi Isai, Frecht Elliot Fuchs, a bomb kasha. Mitzvah Yedei Aveira. Guess who asked Elliot's kasha? I told him the Shara Melech asked his kasha. Up Shlug's Tysus from this kasha. Not only does the Shara Melech ask his kasha, the Mordechai asks his kasha. What's Tyson going to do with this Gemara? Over reluctant, the Hadas is kosher. Bam kasha. Kasha number two.
Could be a difference, like, I forget who it was, but said that, out of the ritual, he said that by Sukkah.
Oh, whoa, 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 what? Sukkah what?
meaning by Sukkah there's no, like,
Ritzui.
Ritzui, yeah.
Yeah, but Toysis is clearly not going with that. Again. If again. Toysis has the kasha. Toysis has the kasha. Mitzvah avir, right? Right? First of all, Toysis says lulav is Ritzui. That's why you do have mitzvah avir. So that's already not going to work there. That was what the Rishonim said by Matzah Sholtevo or by Sukkah, but it's not going to help for lulav.
Right.
So it's a problem, so it should be a mitzvah avir.
No, it's fine because the mitzvah is coming out. The mitzvah is coming out when you're doing it. When you pick off the thing, when you pick off the berries, isn't that when that? Like, it's like simultaneously, you know?
Bam kasha. Yeah, Malik.
Didn't we say yesterday that for it to be mitzvah, blah, 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 to be the same?
We didn't say anything yesterday, but the day before, yeah.
He was saying. The whole point is that at the same time you're doing the mitzvah, the avir is also happening.
No, we did not say that, Malik. We did not say that. We said there are two types of mitzvah avirus. But Avada Toysis held that there was... Toysis said, right by Asherah tree, right? You're not having simultaneous. We asked Akasha, how could Toysis say that a mitzvah avirus only if al yedei avira bo mitzvah? Halo matzah shel tevel is not al yedei mitzvah, but al yedei avira bo mitzvah. That was our kasha. So we answered with the Chassam Sofer that there are two types of mitzvah avira, and a simultaneous doesn't even need al yedei avira bo mitzvah. But now I'm asking a kasha. Once you have the din of al yedei avira bo mitzvah, so then you have a gemara that's against it. So what? So what? First of all, it's not dichoy. That's what Shiner took care of. That's Gemara gets into whether or not it's mudcha or not. But
no,
I'm taking forget nincha, forget karbanas, forget dichoy. I want to know regular din mitzvah ba'avira. How's that going to help me, Rabbi Isai? Kasha number two. First of all, the Gemara never said that. That's Rashi's pshat in the Gemara. and the other Rishonim disagree, and I don't want to get into that, whether it's Sikra Yishadol Nichalei Derabonon, because this Gemara might be the source of whether or not you could open your sink with hot water on Shabbos. I'm not talking about it right now, Sikra Yishadol Nichalei on Shabbos. Not for now, I'm just trying to say to you, Rabbi Yisai, it's all one Sugya. And you can't learn Hilchot Shabbos without learning Hilchot Sukkah. I'm not even joking around right now. This Gemara is like such a Yisrael as the Gemara for Hilchot Shabbos, and for being buried on Matzahs on Pesach. Sorry, can't talk right now. Too much to talk about. Sorry. Moreover, Rabbi comes along the Gemara in Sukkah, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, and throws a monkey wrench into our entire Sukkah. We've been handling what? Why are we here? What are we doing? So we've been handling from a sugya on the Testament Aleph. The Gemara says, Sukkah is a pasuk l'chalamut egzula. And we don't need it for lishma, right? That's how everything started with tzitzis. Was, yesterday at Mamish I was doing hilchastam, because I wasn't with you guys, so I was learning a little hilchastam. I had a little extra time yesterday. Snow days, geshmak, Mamish ben shalom creates new zman. So it was not geshmak not to give shir. I wanted to give shir, but learned hilchastam, and guess what came up? The Balamor and the Ramban from tzitzis. You know, mamish the yisoid, gufa the kedusha. Do you pass in tzitzis need sukkah? What about tefillin? Yeah. Moreover, Rabbi Yisai. Yeah, in a chanami. Yeah, Rabbi Natan. Right? So says the Gemara in sukkah, lamed alpha, lamed alpha, innocent Gemara, right? So we need a pasuk to tell me that a sukkah gzula is pasul on sukkahs, right? Comes along the Gemara and says, Tana Rabbanan, sukkah gzula, lamed alpha, lamed alpha, top, second line. Bamesachik v'rishus harabim. Person makes a sukkah gzula, steals a sukkah, or he's mesachik and rishus harabim. Rabbi Lazar paisel v'chacham machshirim. Rabbi Lazar passels, and chachamim are machshir. Anyone find that interesting?
What is mesachik?
Mesachik, to make schach, to put schach. Rabbi Yisai, in a bachleik is Rabbi Lazar and chachamim. Rabbi Yisai, who do you think we paskin? Chachamim. So we're okay, right? Chachamim machshir, right? But isn't there a Gemara on Daf Tesem and Aleph that says sukkah gzula is pasul? That's what the Gemara says? Not my Gemara, Schultz. Lemu'ute sukkah gzula. I don't know where you saw shula. I said gzula.
There's two processes here.
One second. If anyone's really going to boil out of their skin, I'm sorry, we basically wasted the last week because the Gemara Lamed Aleph basically just destroyed our whole binyan. Amar Rav Nachman, we don't pass like Rabbi Lazar, we pass like Chachamim. Amar Rav Nachman, Machloikis b'shetoikis chaveira v'yitzia misukasa. Machloikis is when what? I walk onto Jojo's property and I say, get out of your sukkah, and I sit there on sukkahs. Rabbi Lazar holds its pasul, and Chachamim holds its kasha. Rabbi Lazar tamei da'amar eino dem yotzi yedei chavaso b'sukasha chaveira. I karka negzeles sukkah gzulahi. If karka could be stolen, so it's a sukkah zula. Vinami karka ein enigzeles, sukkah she'ulihi, v'rabbonu l'tamayu, da'amrei adam yoytzi chadav achlaso, v'sukkah she'chavir, v'karka ein enigzeles, v'sukkah she'ulihi. Aval guzzle eitzim, what happens if I steal the wood and I build a sukkah with it? Tivir akol ein lo elad me eitzim, mimayim, ediktoni dum yudurish zarabim, marish zarabim, karka lav didehu, sukkah lav nami didehu. Sukkah gzul is kosher. Why is that a sukkah gzula?
Because
it's shua. Because
he's
playing around. So ask the Ritva over here, what is this Gemara saying? Why isn't this a mitzvah of Avera? Even according to Rabbanan, you shouldn't be able to be Yaitse. Right, everybody say? Anyone not meet with me right now? But you say, get ready to hear a ritva. Basigna de pligi b'shetokav es chaveru v'otzia misukaso. They argue what? In a case where you kicked your friend out and told him, Jojo, get out of your sukkah. There are v'lozer savar karkein and exels v'sukkah shu'uli. V'in adem yotzis v'sukkah shu'uli. Rabbanan savre adem yotzis v'sukkah shu'uli. V'ikshu b'toysis mikomo k'nkeim v'shetokav mechaveru o'ika mitzvah v'avera. Sam, I walk into your house in Woodmere, I say, get out. And you want to tell me that I'm yotze the mitzvah? A pella! A pella! So what's the answer? Listen to the ritva. Everyone with me? Joe, you here?
Where are we in the ritva?
In the fourth line.
Lamed Aleph, which
paragraph? Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph.
Okay.
The tirits. The lo yamrina mitzvah of avira ela bedavar shu balaratzes gilin korban shover v'lulu ki'odzibam. Good. So first answer, ritzui. No mitzvah of avira by ritzui. Good. But lo yamirit. I don't agree. Matzah is not an inyan shel ritzoi. And yet says the Ritva, the Yerushalmi tells us that what? Mitzvah of Avera would apply to stolen matzah.
We answered that.
We answered a lot more than that. We explained the whole sugya. How it's going according to Rabbanon, the Rambam, or Sameach, good. But says the Ritva, fundamentally, I see from the Yerushalmi what? Don't only apply the concept of the mitzvah of Avera to Inyanim Shel Ritzui. Because matzah is not a mitzvah Shel Ritzui. Okay? Even though lulav might be, but we see that we could apply it to other things. So ask the Ritva, Hadra Kushan Laduchla, we go back to our original question, ask the Ritva, typically mitzvah of Avera. So after Ritva, drum roll please. Aval Hanochin. Dahacha Kevin de Laikani Laklal. Ubershuse de Mare Isa? Vein a mitzvah mitziyasim rishus habaylim? Loi choshev mitzvah haba ba'avera. Sokta Ritva. Since he wasn't koinet, and it's Bershuse de Mare Isa, what's Bershuse de Mare Isa, Rabbi Isai? It's in the original Bailim's, his friend's rishus. And the mitzvah is not removing it from the rishus habaylim. Like hashiva mitzvah bavir. Marshal, I'll give you a look. You'll understand it. Lu yitzur, I go to Florida for Pesach. Would you say that I don't own my house in the five towns? Chalil. It's Bershusa Demari, so that's my karka. That's my house. So karka, even when I'm not there, is mine. Do I have to put a mezuzah up when I come back? What do you say, everybody say? When I come back from a vacation, do I have to put my mezuzahs back on?
How long is the vacation?
Why would you take it off?
Yeah.
Was I potter from mezuzah then?
No, people thought that you still lived
there. So Rav Kiva Eger writes in a tshuva that you are. A nice Mara Malkum, Rabbi say.
Of course.
Anytime you're sitting with you want to throw something out there. Kiveger holds you come back from a trip, you're chayav to make a bracha on the mezuzah. You were potter all that time. But Rabbi Kiveger's maida in the end of the tshuva that the velt doesn't hold like me. And the chida and the Birka Yosef argues on it. So you have to handle Mirtz Hashem Rabbi Yosef for another time what their machlekes is. Oh, brother, there's a Rabbi Kiveger like that. Wow, we're getting to a lot of different topics here. Moreover, Rabbi Yosef, zok the ritva, since the mitzvah is not removing it from the bialim, so therefore it's not a mitzvah avera. Morty, you chap? Yeah? Because I don't chap. I don't understand this bechalal.
You kicked him out, you kicked him over the land. It's not his rishus.
Technically, in the title company, it's on his title. It's in his property. But I have a kasha for you, Kalev. Did I do in Avera by now kicking him out of his property?
Yeah.
No. What's the answer, Rabbi Yisai?
Yeah.
What?
Sure.
You want to say that I didn't do in Avera. So, let me just explain to what you're saying. Let me explain to you what you're saying, and Jeremy Globerman is with you. What you are saying is that you can walk into someone's apartment or sukkah, okay? Because I'm not making a distinction, Jeremy, between an Arai and a Keva, okay? You can walk into someone's apartment, Donald Trump's apartment that's all full of gold, okay, and say, get out, I'm here now, and I didn't do an Avera according to the Torah. Are you Meshuggah? So there's a Taisis in Bar Metzia that says that. There's a Taisis in Bar Metzia, excellent Libby. There's a Taisis in Bar Metzia. Rabbi, you're not going to be in the house on Shabbat. Rabbi, listen to this Taisim Bar Metzia. The Gemara in Bamitzia, Rabbi says, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph. Whenever you have an extra second, it's kedai to see this Gemara in Bamitzia, Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, which tells us that the mocker and the source for Loi Sigzel to steal is not from the pasuk of Loi Sigzel. Okay? Whoa, what are you talking about, Rabbi? All these weird things this year. You tell me all these things. Gemara says that the reason, the source that you have, that you're not allowed to steal money, the Gemara wants to learn from what? From Einah, from Ribis, from all, that's why it's in the fifth parak of, in the sixth parak of Bamitzia, which is Ezu Neshach, was all about Ribis. So Gemara actually learns out that the source is at Tzara Shoveh, and Lei Sigzel is talking about another type of Gzeil. That's Taka, what the Gemara says over here. It's a fascinating Gemara, Maimer Amuzger Stam. So Taisus here, a line in Taisus, unbelievable line that changes America. Mamish, Taisus asks the Kasha, Taisa says, why don't you say that you need Samach Aleph Amid Aleph? Why don't you say that you need the pasuk to tell you that there's an issa to Geizel Karkolos? And Taisa has an answer. So it comes out of this Taisa, the Achronim point out, Lefi Taisa Mamatzia Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, there is no iser on Gzeilas Karka. But Rabbi Yisai, who Beferish disagrees with that? Oh, now he comes back. Who Beferish disagrees with that? The Rambam. What does the Rambam say, Rabbi Yisai? What does the Rambam say? Someone tell me what the Rambam says. The Rambam says if you encroach and take the border, the little stake, and you move it over to your friend's property, says the Rambam in Eretz Yisrael, you're over how many Isurim? Two Isurim. What does Rashi El HaTorah tell you? Everybody says the same exact thing as the Rambam. It's a Sifrei, they're both quoting. What does Rashi El HaTorah tell you? Parsha Shoiftim. Sofer, help me out here. What did Rashi tell you? In Chutz Laaretz, how many Isurim?
One
Isur. What's the Isur? Gezel. The Isur in Eretz Yisrael is also what? Loi Sasik. Loi Sasik v'Uliecha. That's what you've all heard in context of the pizza shop. These shilas come up. I've had these shilas come up. Halacha l'maisa. Hasogas gvul. You can't open the pizza shop because I'm already open. Hasogas gvul. That's where it comes from. Okay, in Eretz Yisrael, it's two lavim. In Chutz Laaretz, it's just the Isur Gezel. Good? Right? Yeah. What did Rambam tell us? That there is what? There's an Isser de'oraisa by stealing what? Karka. Against this Toysis and Bamitzia Samach Aleph. Rabbi Yisai, I have a kasha. That all you were fighting in the middle of Seder. Aber we paskin like Chachomim Karka in an exilis. And if the Rambam's right, is the Ritva disagreeing with him? No. No. When the Ritva said, "V'hamitzvah b'ba'avira," the Ritva knew that Rambam, that to steal karka is an issa d'oraisa. And that was what his whole kasha is coming from. And if his answer was like Taisus Mamatzia to tell you that there's no issa d'oraisa to steal karka, that should be found in the Ritva. He never backed out from the fact that there's an issa d'oraisa to steal karka. Because it doesn't say that. So then what's the answer? What's the answer, Murder Rabbi said? Three kashas so far. A marshal, the kasha of Fuchs and the Shara Melech. How do we understand this Ritva? And the Rambam. What's the fourth? Yeah, that's three. I don't have a fourth. What? And Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Sai. Sheer Chloe. Sheer Chloe. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Sai. Frekt Rabbi Kiva Eger, Rabbi Sai. And Toysis Kasha. Toysis asked, what was the Kasha of Toysis, Rabbi Sai? Toysis asked, why do you need the reason of Ketute Mech, the Shiuri, that the Shiur is cut off when it comes to an Asherah tree? Tepeklei Mitzvah Bavavir. Good, everyone with me? Frektor B'Kiva Eger, you ever learned Chumash? The Torah tells us that you're not allowed to bring a korban, that's probably true also, the korban that's nevad. A korban that's nevad. What does it mean, a korban that's nevad? If you bow down, the Olam is learning this in Daf Yomi. If a person bows down to an avodah zara, to an animal, so now it makes a pasul akrava. What psul is that called? It's called nevad. That's what the Torah says. That's a muktzava nevad. It's pasul akrava, right? Says Reb Kiva Eger, why didn't Tosfos ask this kasha on a pasuk in Chumash? Why didn't he need a pasuk of nevad? Why didn't he just say mitzvah b'lavira? Why did he ask his kasha from Ketutei Mechshav? Oh, because Tosfos says, I'm learning sukkah. I want to ask my kashas from sukkah. Frank Reb Kiva Eger asked a kasha on a pasuk. Nevad. Mukze. These tidings are now a pasul avoida. So Reb Kiva Eger, tzorachin gado on Tosfos. Tzorachin gado on Tosfos. Four kashas, shikloli, one yisoid. Zokter Reb Reuven, Rabbi Yisai. Zokter Reb Shimon Shkop. Zokter Reb Soloveitchik. Zokter Reb Chaim. A yisoid. You say that we started off with Rabbi Yisai. And I mentioned this to you a few months ago, but you didn't really understand the relevance and the same impact of how it impacts our sugya, because now we're in the sugya. But we're going to go back to Jojo's favorite sugya. We're going to go back to Karka Sukkah. We're going to go back to Meiri. My Rabbi Yisai, it all comes full circle. Jojo, if you remember, back in that sugya, we quoted Yerushalayim. And the Rishonim quote the Yerushalmi. Matzah Gzula, says the Yerushalmi, mitzvah, haba ba'avir. Ober, says the Yerushalmi. I'm not saying in the Rishonim is the Yerushalmi, but this is Bekareya. The Shabbos, what happened, Rabbi Yisai? What's the din over here? Person Nebuch, Rachmano Litzlan, lost a relative, and he did Kriya on Shabbos. Zok the Yerushalmi Yotz. Frek the Yerushalmi and obvious Kashe. What's the Chilek? So Zok the Yerushalmi, I'm going to try to remember the exact Lashon, remember this. Taman Gufa Avera. What does that mean? Moirai v'raboisai, Moirai v'raboisai. What does the Rambam tell us in Hilchas Gzei, in Hilchas Shofer? The Rambam tells us, the famous Rambam, my intellectual property, Raboisai, what does the Rambam tell you? That if you steal a Shofer, what's the Rambam mechadesh, Raboisai? You're still yoytze the mitzvah. What's the Rambam see? But what does he say, Moirai v'raboisai? Because ain't becold in gezel. You can't steal sack. Zokter Rambam, ain't the golden gazelle. Where did the Rambam get such a chiddush, Rabbi Yisai? And what does he mean by what he's telling you? He's telling you not a yesoid about intellectual property only, Rabbi Yisai. He's telling you a yesoid about what? About mitzvah baba meire. He's telling you this, Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi makes a distinction between Machzeg Zula and Korea B'Shabbos. Yerushalmi is talking Chetzes and Gavras. Where do I know that? Tomon Gufa Averi. You know how you say this in one word in Lamdisha terms? Tomon Gufa Averi? By Matzah Gzula, there's a Chifetz HaGozul over here. There's stolen property. The Avera is Chai V'Kayo. You have a mitzvah of the Heishim as Agzela, and as long as you don't return it, you're continuously over Gzela, Raboisai. There's a Chifetza HaMetua that's now being used and served as an Avera. Aber Kareh B'Shabbos Avadi, you were over in Issa D'Oraisa. But the Gav was over. There's no chefta shel avera that's now being used and offered as a mitzvah. Where the Rabbi said, that's what the Rambam tells us.
Shefer, the tkiyah is not the mitzvah. Haraya, we make a bracha l'shmoya kol shefer. It's the sound. The sound was not stolen. The shofar was stolen. And if it's not a psul in the chetza, then that's not a problem of mitzvah. Mitzvah of Avera Zokter Shach means that the chefta shel mitzvah is being done al yedei a chefta shel avera. That's going to apply to a chifetz hagozel. It's not going to apply to a gavra that all violated a lanifest malachus of Perea and Shabbos. That's what the Yerushalmi says. Toman gufa avera. Kan, the gavra did the avera. Moir v'raboy saizok teheligir ritva. There is an Isser deoraisa for you to steal karka, and no one better forget that Rambam in Hilchus Geneva that you can't steal karka. Aber what, Rabbi Isser? Aber what, Max? Close that thing. Close! This is Lundus. Zok the Rambam, Zok the Gemara, Rabbi Isser, Zok the Ritva. Karkas ain't an exelis. What does that mean, Rabbi Isser? It means there's no din zela. You need to learn something, Rabbi Yisai. When you learn Merubah, when you learn Hilchas Geneva, Hilchas Gezela, there's not only a Maisa Avera of Geza. There are Kinyonim, there's a Chifetz HaGozel over here. There's Halachas that now tell us that if the Gazlan now is Mishana and changes the Chifetz, he could be Koyin in the Gezela. He now is a Shomer on this Gezela. What made him a Shomer? The fact that it's a Chifetz HaGozel. So there's a din of the chetza that's gzela over here, Rabbi Yisai. What area of halacha has the iser gzela that it's usher for the gavra to steal, but it's not a chifetz hagozel? If I try to make a shinoi, I mow the lawn. I try to make a shinoi to the karka. Am I kind of the gzela, Rabbi Yisai?
No.
How do you know? Because chachamim tell you what? Because chachamim tell you what on lamed aleph lamed aleph? Karka ain't an exelis. That doesn't mean that there's no issur d'oraisa to kick a guy out of his apartment. It means the parsha of gzela, of being a shomer, of being kind of a shinoi, of all the halachas of kinyan gzela, of a chifetz hagozel, doesn't apply to karka. Why? Because it's not a movable object. Upper, is there an issur d'oraisa to kick a guy out of his apartment? Zok the Rambam Avada, and Eretz Yisrael, there are two issur d'oraisas. Well, sassy. Frek the ritva kasha, tepele mitzvah of avira. So what's the ritva answer, Rabbi Yisai? It starts telling me that you didn't remove the violin from their property. It's immobile. It's still stationary. It's still Bershus of Damari. What's the ritva saying, Rabbi Yisai? It's a Maisik Zeile without a what? A Chetza Gozol. He never backed out of that. A father is an Isidore Raisa. But what does Mitzvah Belvira mean? A chefta shel iser. A chefta shel iser. Moir Rabbi Yisai Zotter Ruben. A heile gevart. What did the Marashal change in the Girsa of the Gemara? Min ha-gezel to min ha-gozel. What does that mean, Rabbi Yisai? Zotter Ruben! You know why you have to change the min ha-gozel? Because you need a chefta hagozel! You need a chefta shalisser! That's a mitzvah avera! So, Dr. Reuven, you want to know the answer to the Shara Melech's kasha? How are you going to deal with Avir Velikdan on Shabbos with Elliot Fuchs' kasha? I Toysa says, Al Yedei Avera Ba Mitzvah. So there also, by the Hadassim, it's Al Yedei Avera Ba Mitzvah. Beforehand it was Pasul, now it's Kosher. What type of Avera is the Avir V'Likdan on Shabbos? Karei on Shabbos. Is that a mitzvah of Avera?
No.
Name. Tosis only said the asides of the Reuven. In Al Yedei Avera Ba Mitzvah, when you have a what? Something dum yada shevet. Now when he bowed down to it, it's called what? It's not a person that did an Avera. Ah, that's the time historically that a person did an Avera. No, that's an Asherah tree. I have a Chiv d'Oraisa when I move in there to control to burn that tree. Asherah Seyem Tisrabun Ba'esh. There's a Chetah Shalit here that's residual, that sticks around.
Ah, only on a chet jalisin did Toises say. Toises knew that not every Aliday Avera bought mitzvah. You hear the word? That's the answer to the kasha. Kiveger asked Akasha on Toises, why didn't he ask the kasha? Why did Toises pick on Asherah? Why didn't Toises ask the kasha from the pasuk that a behemoth that you bowed down to was Nevad, and now it's pasuk Akrova? You know, Shmuel Rozovsky quotes from the Shulchan Aruch to answer Kiveger's kasha? Seriously? Nevad just means that a guy didn't have Erev to it. But by an Asherah, it becomes a Chet Shalisser. Ah! Toises was only asking by areas that what? The psul of mitzvah of Avera is Chayek Kayem, which is a residual psul, which fits into the Rishon of mitzvah of Avera. Moir Rabbeinu say, what are we coming out over here? That mitzvah above Avera is a psul to use a Chetzah Shel Isser as a Chetzah Shel Mitzvah.
Abi Ezri
said
the same thing.
Abi Ezri says the same thing. And the Abi Ezri takes it one step further. See, Rabbi say, those of you that remember and can look back over Shabbos in your notes, I brought a raya from this ritva to a yisoid that I argued with the Avi Ezri about, but I haven't an Avin Ezri to defend me. A big yisoid. It's a fascinating shaila that the first time I saw this shaila being done was in an Avin Ezri. And I'll jog your memories right now, Rabbi Yisrael. It goes back to what? Bittul Ofer. By the Karka HaSukkah, by the Mi'ur. Is the Karka HaSukkah part of the Sukkah? Moreover, Rabbi Yisrael, I said that the Pashtus, and I told this right to Rav Twersky, and he was masking, that what? If you take this murder of Chayim, and you understand that the Yisoid, like the Yerushalmi is telling us, that the psul of mitzvah of Avera is that the Chefza Shal Avera is now being used as a Chefza Shal Mitzvah, and the Ritva is telling me that by Karka, there's no psul of Chefza of mitzvah of Avera. Why? Because there is no Chefza Agazel, because it's only, and this is the Raisa and the Gavra to steal, but not in the Chefza Shal Yisir. Comes according to the Ritva, right? Well, what? And if Karka was Nigzelis, Rabbi Yisai? If Karka Taka was Nigzel, Rabbi Yisai? I would apply what principle, Rabbi Yisai? It means it would be a Chetza Agazel, according to Rabbi Lazar, right? It would be a Chetza, it would be applied Mitzvah of Avera. Aye, but is this a Chetza Shal Mitzvah? Apparently, according to the Ritva, even the Karka is a Chetza Shal Mitzvah. I brought a riot, according to the Ritva, that one could suggest that the Karka is a part of the Sukkah. Maybe, if you would hold like the Rush, that not only the Schach, sorry, Fakir, if you hold like the Rambam, against the Rosh, that not only the Schach, but even the Tfanis, perhaps the Karka Sukkah is also kosher. And who passed him like that? In addition to the Avnei Nezer, everybody said, versus Zalman Meltzer. Or versus Zalman Meltzer fought like that. That the Karka Sukkah could be kosher. Person starts digging up his property. Sorry. Sorry, I have to leave. Sorry. Well, this is Gishmak. It's candy.
Be right back.
Don't come back. The boy said, but Rav Shach was not willing to say it. Rav Shach did not want to say that the kedusha of sukkah applies to the karka as well. So he said, Adrah, perhaps I could take this yisoid and I could use this to answer Tosis Kasha. But before I get to Rav Shach, Rav Yisai, I want to chazer everything so everyone got the Yisoid down and we finish up what we just accomplished. What we just did answered all those kashas with one Yisoid. Of mitzvah of Avera is not just any Avera with a mitzvah. Mitzvah of Avera is a chetzesh Avera that you're now using as a mitzvah. That's what Reuven thinks even twice himself. That's where we answer the Rabbi Gneger's kasha. That's where we answer the Shara Melech's kasha. That's where we answer the Ritva. And that's where we're answering. And came out according to what we're saying, Rabbi Yisai. It's a Babu. It's the Ferish of Babu. Because otherwise, I said to Rav Twersky today, how do you read the Gemara Maman out? Isn't it the Ferish? That if you hold Karka in an Exelis,
So there's no mitzvah of avera? Aber what do you do with what? The fact that it's asur midoraisa to steal. So the only other way around that gemara, Baisa, is if you hold what? Like Tosfos Mamatzia, the karka in exelus means what? There actually is no issur midoraisa to steal karka. But if you hold like normative halacha, a normative approach, that mitzvah, that karka in exelus means there's no din zela, but there is what? There's an issur midoraisa, so you're forced on it. Forced onto this, he said, like I'm forced on his toes. Everyone hear what I'm saying? It's a Gemara. Sam, you hear what I'm saying? It's a Gemara. There's no way you could have heard that with that kind of pain. Rabbi's.
See, it was really Reb Blass's fault that I did that.
Now
that I look like Reb Cohen, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna chill that. I'm not gonna, I don't waste
it. Rabbi's side! It's a Gemara. It's a Gemara. It came out of Gemara Mefreshet that says the Yisrael of Yerushalayim. Gemara looks long.
Gemara looks
long. Geschmack. Yeah. One second. Give me 1 second. So, comes along Rav Shach. And he wants to suggest that no, Avada the Karka Sukkah is not part of the chetz of the sukkah. And it's only utilized and needed for the kiyum of mitzvah. Because you can't have a mitzvah, a sukkah floating in the air. So I need the karka, technically, to be a kind of sukkah, but really the sukkah is just what? It's just the schach. It might not even be the tfanis. Says Rav Shach, yeah. That's exactly why you need a pasuk. To tell me that sukkah zula is pasuk. Because intuitively, mitzvah would never apply. So Rashach says the same Yisayim, whereas I'm saying according to the Ritva, that's a riot to the Karka Sukkah being part of the Sukkah. Rashach says the same thing without my conclusion. It says, no, Adrava, that's why you need a pasuk to answer Tosfos Kasha. Nacha Teretz. Because I wouldn't intuitively know that it's a mitzvah of Avera. Why? Because the Karka is not part of the Sukkah. And it's not Chef Tashel Mitzvah. Ah! So how do you know that it's pasuk? You can't rely on mitzvah here. Or for anyone that doesn't say like Rav Shach, Rabbi Isai, and still holds like the Ritva, holds one, Rabbi Isai, that the Karka Sukkah is what? It's part of the Sukkah. Moiridik. And that's what we timed it a few months ago in the Me'iri. That the Karka Sukkah, perhaps, listen, I don't want to go against the belt. Perhaps, as I said, from all of the investigating that we've done, we might have come out that if a person digs up his karka sukkah, he might have just violated an issur d'oraisa. Moiridik. Yeah, Ezra.
Was Master of Tevel also a
kapsa? Oh. So Ezra just asked a bomb kasha. So if you go on Beiter and Rebruven gets stuck. Or of Kalevsky, who was Mechadish, the same thing as Reuven. He says, Kevel is a Chatzah Shel Aveira. And he says the same Yisrael at the end of places. Reuven is not sure about this, so he starts working on that Kasha. But Rav Kalevsky says, Kevel is a Mitzvah Chatzah, and now you're using that Chatzah for now, Chatzah Shel Mitzvah, Matzah. He says, that place is stuck with that in the Hemshech of the places as well. But excellent. Exactly what Reuven asked on himself. Excellent question. Yeah.
What are the first answer the Ritva gave about that it's not, it's a not read, it is read soy, or it's not read soy? What was it?
Hello. Everything okay? I'm just in the middle of shiur. I'm in the middle of shiur right now. I got nervous. So you called a few times. Okay. Bye.
Yeah. Sorry. The Ritva's first opinion that he hasn't fully given about the Ritzoi?
Yeah.
Why is it a Ritzoi?
Why is Sukkah not Ritzoi?
Yeah. When you're forced out of your Sukkah, if it's not Sukkah, as soon as you go into that Sukkah.
No. Not every mitzvah accomplishes Ritzoi.
You have to say, so why doesn't Sukkah?
Okay, so on the face of it, what is Ritzoi? Karbonos are Ritzoi. You look through the Torah. What What does the Torah say? V'nirtza olav? V'nirtza olav. Ritza. If you look in Nefesh HaRav, Rav Shechter writes from the Baal HaTanya that when we say Ritzeh in Er Shmoneh Esrei, we are now switching from Kurbanos to Tefillah. When there's a dimension of our Tefillah that's a function of both Karbon, which is Ritzeh. Ritzeh is always associated with Kurbanos because it achieves Kapara. It is something that the Rabbanu Shalom gets a certain... that a person can get a certain ritzui, an appeasement towards the Rabbanu Shalom from a karbon. Not every mitzvah does that. You're still commanded in the mitzvah. It's not any lower level, but it's not in yonish or ritzvah. The chiddush of these rishonim is that they extend it to lulav. So that definitely highlights the fact that lulav is a dimension that's very much connected to what? Yamim noros. If you look in Rav Putner writes in Pachad Yitzchok, in Sukkos, he says there are really two dimensions to Sukkah. On the one hand, Sukkah is one of the Gimel Regalim. On the other hand, it's also a conclusion of the Yamim Noroi. So I believe Rav Aaron Lichtenstein once said that you might find that split between the two mitzvahs on Sukkahs. That the Sukkah mitzvah might be a mitzvah connected to the Alila Regal, and the Lulav aspect of the mitzvah might be connected to the Yamim Noroi, which is the Inyan Sharitzoi, which you can fit these Rishonim that understand Lulav as an Inyan Sharitzoi, whereas the Sukkah is like a mitzvah like matzah, there's just a mitzvah on the Chag that's not an Inyan of Ritzoi of appeasement. But Rabbi said, that's the Kavanas that we have when we say Ritzei in Shemana Esrei, we're saying that this should be accomplished Ritzoi like Karma. That's where Reshefter Paskins that you should take a break before you say the word bisfilosom. If you ever listen to Rav Shechter Davin, he'll stop. Because he holds that right at that point in the tefillah, based on this Baal HaTanya, there's a juncture. And the tefillah was an inyan of ritzui, and now it's becoming an inyan of tefillah. And now I have to stop. Even though we read it all one straight, it's one line, and it's one paragraph in our sitters, but Rav Shechter says, no, there's an akuda there that's totally transforming the tefillah. It's going from ritzui to tefillah. Yeah.
How could something that's ritzui not have a tin of chesed?
It does. Who says
but
it
does? I said that wasn't going to like it.
I don't know. These are two different varts. One, you say the Rishonim says mitzvah only applies to ritzui. The Ritva rejects that. Right? The Ritva rejects that from the fact that the Yerushalmi applies it to matzah. So now we have to understand, so what is the distinction of the Yerushalmi between matzah gzula and caring and doing a kriya on Shabbos? Says the Ritva, says these Achronim learning from the Yerushalmi, apparently the Yusayid is that there's a Chetzah Shalav, there is a Chifetz HaGozel, that now is going to have certain halachas that pertain to it, that what? That you're going to have Kinyon Egzela, the Avera is Mamshech, the Avera is still alive, and now you're using a Chetzah Shalav Avera to now serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whereas on Shabbos I just violated, the Gabra did something historically, but there's nothing, do tshuva on that, but it's not continuously alive, that the Gavra did an Avera, so therefore there's not going to be mitzvah Avera, and that's the answer to Hadas.
Ritzoi
is not dependent on Chefza at all, right? Correct.
What would be the halacha if you just went in someone else's sukkah without asking them, but you didn't kick them out? Sort of like, well, is that the same, would that be in the same frame as if going into the sukkah and just throwing them out? Is it the same?
So according to the Gemara, if you didn't kick them out and you went in someone else's property and you sat there, l'chayra you'd be yotze. Harkin and exelus, l'chayra you'd be yotze. Not be mitzvah avera. What? You might have done an avera. You might not be allowed to do it. Again, it gets a little complicated because you have to deal with the fact that the Gemara says. I mean, you'll know if he doesn't want it. He's yelling at me to get out of the sukkah?
No, he's on vacation.
He's not there.
He's not there.
So now you get into this question of whether or not Nichali Le'inish Love and Mitzvah Mimoni, which is what we brought up with Jeremy's kasha in the beginning of the Gemara. That Jeremy asked the Pnei Yeshua, Jeremy said like the Pnei Yeshua, that if I use someone's mitzvah, so then I'm not over Gizela because the person wants me to do the mitzvah, like by a talis. So it's a little bit of a sticky issue, but the pashta says you would be yotze the mitzvah. Yeah. I'm not feeling it. It's not a karkar zula. It's not a mitzvah avera. That's what the Gemara says. So let's say, where is there a karkar zula? Where is there a sukkah zula? The Gemara says l'mute zula. Where is there a sukkah zula? What's the classic case of sukkah zula even according to Chachamim? Excellent. Everyone hear what Jeremy just said? What's sfina? What does that mean? I mean, the actual sukkah is movable. I can pick up the sukkah. It's a movable object. It's not karka. That's the situation that the Gemara is talking about.
Why if you steal the sukkah, it's not?
Why is that?
Because then I connect it to karka. So then it's down with karka. Then it becomes like karka. But that's exactly what the Rishonim all say. What Jeremy says, there could be a sukkah that's stolen, even according to Chacham, that holds karka in Exilis, when I steal a movable sukkah. Okay? What happens if I steal the wood and I build a sukkah with it?
It's not a stolen sukkah.
What? I have to pay him back cash, but am I yoitz to the mitzvah?
Yeah.
Yoitz to the mitzvah.
Well,
but once the Rabbanah made that takana, so then I'm being yoitz to the right. It's a big chiddush that Gemara. The Gemara is saying that a takana de Rabbanah now makes you yoitze, even on something that on the level of the Raisa you shouldn't be yoitze. That Gemara is mechudish ad lema'oid. We would have time to actually learn that Gemara, we would have to be mahayim, and that would open up the sugya of whether or not kinyonim de Rabbanah work for their Raisa, everybody said. Let's say I'm kinda my ring that I want to be mekadesh, my wife, with only a kinyon de Rabbanah. Would that work? No. Let's say I'm kinda my ring to be Mekadesh, a woman, only with a Kinyan Derabbanah. I did Meshicha. Okay? I did Agbah. Does that work for the Raisa Kinyan for now? Okay. They'd say?
No.
Well, maybe that Gemara might be relevant, but does Kinyan Derabbanah work for Kinyan Deraisa? Yeah.
How can that sukkah work if you steal the sukkah of the wood? You can't steal a korban and give a korban.
There was a special takana when it comes to Geneva. Do it. Stop and then